Hi, this is Nikki Woods, and we are going beyond the studio on the Tom Joyner Morning Show with you are I would call you the belle of the ball, but that might be offensive. But right now you are like the it thing for 2014. well, I mean, obviously you've had a stellar career up until now, but right now the light is shining really brightly on you.
Well, listen, those are very kind words, but I can't say that I agree. What I can say is that, you know, the people have been very kind and very generous to my songs, and I'm ever so grateful because none of that is my doing, you know. And I've said this countless times, and I say it again, you know, the people who vote for songs, request songs, download songs, and even in some certain cases upload songs, that have given my songs the kind of visibility and the kind of platform that, you know, as to where they are right now. And again, me and my entire staff, you know, mostly women, by the way, are ever so grateful because they have worked so hard to get this to where it is right now. And the people just have, they were just right there when we needed them. The stars aligned, and it's just been great. It really has been.
And well, they aligned, and you took home 4 Grammy Awards this year, including Producer of the Year, Album of the Year, and Daft Punk's Random Access Memories. You've also had 7 Grammys total, and your new album, Girl, is going to drop on March 3rd. So, and the reviews have been really, really, I mean, they're saying genius, brilliant, and I know you just kind of deflected that praise, but tell me how that makes you feel.
Well, it weirds me out a little bit. because I'm just trying my best to just make music that is kinesthetically rewarding. You know, in other words, music that just feels good. And, you know, you ask my mama and daddy, they just like, oh, that's just black music, you know. Mm-hmm. That's colorful black music. And, yeah, you know what? It's true. I was missing it. I thought that, like, I was missing that feeling, you know. And, you know, I'm not embarrassed to say that that's what it is. You know, there are white folks that love the OJs, tell you all about the OJs. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's black music, and they love it for what it is, and they're not taking it no kind of way. But it's it is just, you know, colorful black music that, like, that honestly is meant for everyone under the sun. And I hope that it is received in that way, you know. And yes, the reviews have been incredibly kind to us. And you know, like I said, it's just about, like, trying to make something that is kinesthetically rewarding, you know, that where you walk away and go, man, I felt that. I didn't just hear it, I felt it.
Right, and I'm wondering, because Happy just hit number one on the charts, 1 million in sales, 79 million views the video has received. When you left the studio, because I think for most people, the first time they heard Happy, you know, they felt it, like you said. I mean, it really, they connected with it. Did you connect with it? Like, when you walked the studio, out of the studio, you're like, that's it. That's going to blow up. That's it.
You never say what's going to blow up, because okay. You're not responsible for that. The people are responsible for that, and you have no influence on them to make them do it. There are people with, like, 40 million Twitter followers that can't make their songs do whatever. You think you have 40 million Twitter followers and you can get them to go buy it, and it doesn't work that way. It's not how it works. That just means there's 40 million people following you. That don't mean that they're going to do what you ask them to do. So at the end of the day, we're at the mercy and the helm of, you know, the audience to actually go out and do something. So you never know. The only thing that you have and that you can trust in is your feelings. Say, you know what, this feels good to me. And that it did. And we, you know, short story, we put this song out with the film July 4th of last year, and nothing happened. And it was only until November 21st that we released a video. So from July to November 21st, no action.
No, and I agree with that, because I saw the film when it came out. And
right?
Even though it was cute and we were all snapping our little fingers, I don't think that I thought about that song again until the video came out.
And then when the video came out, it sort of gave people a view into, like, how we were feeling about it. You know, we used ordinary people of all ilk, in all colors, shapes, sizes, sexual orientation, everything, because I wanted humanity in there. I didn't want, like, Hollywood. I wanted humanity. And so that's what we did. You know, I got just people who we felt like really emoted. And so the rest was history. I mean, you know, from November 21st up until now, like you said, 79 million views, number one on the pop charts, you know, 400,000 copies this week alone in the U.S.
Like, that's amazing.
Man, that's That's the people. That is the people. And I am ever so grateful to all the program directors, including your own, that, you know, gave us a shot at, like, you know, exposing the audience to, like, what our little message was. And again, it's not a preachy message at all. It's just kind of like a message hidden in the feeling of the groove, should you be interested. It's right there. And, you know, I'm happy that, like, your audience likes it because, you know, where I'm from, Virginia, like, that's what the, you know, my mom and dad and them, that's the kind of music that, mm-hmm. that they listen to. You know, my dad and them listen to the Spinners and Kurt Mayfield and, like, a bunch of, like, soul music that, like, just really shaped my understanding for what music is. And so I'm just so glad that people could make the connection.
Yeah.
And see that, like, wow, we were just trying to chase that feeling, you know?
Yeah. So where did the 24 Hours of Happy concept come from? Did you come up with that?
No, actually, these French directors came on, and we had the idea, you know, my creative director, Mimi Valdez, had the idea that I should be myself and a bunch of other people should be walking down the street as Gru was, the character in the movie, because it was such a pivotal moment. Mm-hmm. So we should sort of emulate what's going on in the film.
Mm.
And so, you know, we had that concept, and so when we spoke to those directors, you know, they were like, well, we have this 24-hour concept that we think are interesting. So we blended the two ideas together, and both with their incredible directing and that incredible concept, we were able to start something that allowed, you know, like, people to just have that, you know, that music medicine forever. You know, you can just go in there anytime and just see different people
Absolutely.
Emoting. And that's what I feel like we as a species have to get back to. We got to get back.
We got to get back to emoting.
Emoting and recognizing that we deserve to be happy. Because
yes.
if you look at the news, they make you think, you know, one thing after the next as to why, you know, to convince you as to why you shouldn't be happy. And then when the commercials come on in between, they're selling you a bunch of stuff to tell you what you need in order to get back to being happy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, look, some of it may be true. Maybe aspirin can help you. And maybe the economy is down, but you still deserve to be happy. And you deserve to remember, to be aware, because some of us have forgotten that we deserve to be happy. And, you know, if you don't go to church, then, you don't go to church. You got to find other ways where you know that there's a consistent reminder, because church will tell you that there's a reason to be happy.
Right.
But there's other religions, too, obviously. So I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm just saying from my own experience, you know, that's a place that you would get reminded at least once a week that, like, you know, the saints be jumping around,
right.
and they get happy, you know. So you're easily reminded there. But,
right.
you know, there's a way to drift off and forget, you know, get caught up in, like, social media and think that you can't smile. And we're just here to tell you different. That's all.
I love it. So, and as I said, your new album, Girl, is going to be released on March 3rd. So just real quick, why did you name it Girl? Where did that name come from and why? What was behind it?
I called it Girl because, you know, when given the opportunity to make a record, I knew that, like, I wanted to make an album that I always wanted to make. And that was one where I just sort of just really said thank you, you know, to women, essentially. Mm-hmm. They have taken care of me for over 20 years in the music industry. You know, and I have all kinds of fans, by the way. You know, I have women and men fans, but, you know, a lot of them have been women, and they happen to be my muse also. So I figured I wanted to make a full spectrum of my music. You know, everything from, like, what I perceive to be the importance of, like, women in society and some of the social imbalances and how we have to work to change those things. You know, everything from, like, how women don't make as much as men, that has to change, to, like, you know, men trying to tell women what they can and cannot do with their bodies, you know, when really at the end of the day, it is a woman. Like, we all come through the portal of a woman's body to exist.
Right.
We, you know, men can't make babies. We can contribute, but we don't make eggs, and nor do we, you know, nor are we capable of giving birth.
Right.
So at the end of the day, the respect for women, it just has to raise, and we have to change that social imbalance. And to the other end of the spectrum, to, like, what you know me for. Yeah, I talk about sweat in her eyes and her body and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you know that part of me. But I wanted to make a full spectrum, You know, as in from gamma ray to X-ray. I wanted to make, and not X-rated, but a full spectrum, just like the electromagnetic spectrum. I just wanted to go from A to Z and sort of give my ode. And look, it is not perfect.
Well, it's pretty close. It's a really good album.
You will find flaws. I'm a human being, but hopefully at the end of the day, you know, the most common denominating factor in it all is people will see my intention, and that is just to say thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, and congratulations on your Oscar nomination. Will you be at the Oscars this weekend?
I will. We are actually performing Happy There.
That's what I thought. Well, we see the hat. Everybody wants to know if the hat's going to make an appearance at the Oscars.
I don't know.
How did you take the reaction to the hat? I saw some of the stuff you said on Twitter in response to some of the comments. What was that like?
It's cool. I mean, it was fine. I mean, people didn't know what it was at first. They didn't know it was actually Vivian Westwood, and it was over 30 years ago, and it was an ode to like, you know, when hip hop was emerging. You know, Malcolm McLaren had this song called Buffalo Gal, and he and Vivian Westwood were dating, and you know, she made those hats, and you know, I don't know if it was I was necessarily thinking, you know, one thing or the other, aside from the fact that I really liked it and I thought the history was interesting, and that was that. But I mean, I didn't expect for it to turn into anything. I mean, it was all a big surprise to me. She's selling a lot of hats.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with
me. I was going to say, it's brought back a resurgence. And then I saw that, you know, you're getting quite a bit for a hat on Amazon that I think you're using to raise money for your charity, right?
Yeah, it's about education, man.
Yeah.
That's
good stuff,
those
though.
Are two things that I'm, that's, those are the two things that are big for me, you know, education and equality. It's very important.
Well, you know what? It has been an honor talking to you, and I really just appreciate, you know, who you are and what you stand for, and I think that, you know, you've given us a really cool glimpse inside your world, and I appreciate you for that.
Listen, I'm very thankful, and to everyone listening out there, please, when you hear the album, just know that, like, I just wanted it to be jamming. Just like y'all playlist is crazy. The music that you guys play is just so jamming. It just feel good. You know, it could get you standing up in the club, and it's going to work at the barbecue, too.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of music that I was raised on. And so please know that that was my intention in this music, and I hope you guys like it.
Well, we do. Thank you very much, Pharrell. We have gone beyond the studio. I'm Nikki Woods on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.